Hopping to Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. I got a special guest on the phone with me right now, Darlene Love, and it's great because I don't get to have many conversations with legends in the game when it comes to singing.
Well, thank you.
Well, we had to get you on the phone because I understand you're going to be at Johnson County Community College Saturday, November 6th at Yardley Hall.
Yeah, and you know, it's my first time being down there, so I'm very excited to meet all my new fans and old fans.
Oh, I was going to say, because I know you got to bridge them all in together now this time, Darlene.
That's it. There's no way they can get away.
Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a Grammy Award winner, and Rhythm and Blues Foundation Pioneer Award winner. Darlene, how's 2021 for you?
You know what? It's moving along. It started off very slow, but now it is actually picking up speed. I want to hold down. Catch up with the speed limit, y'all. Slow down.
What do you love most about performing on stage?
You know what? You get to see your fans. And unlike the movies that I've done, you get the recognition right away. If they like what you're doing, they show you they like it. If they're loving your show, they show that. They get into my music because I do a lot of the old songs. I do a lot of my hit songs. I do them all. And I have a gospel thing that I do that everybody just seems to love. If they don't give me a standing ovation on anything, they give me a standing ovation on that gospel song.
What is your favorite recording session with any artist that you've performed with?
Well, actually, I have to go all the way back to Sam Cooke. Mm. I was on two of his records, Everybody Likes the Cha-Cha-Cha and Chain Gang. And if we come on up, then I'll tell you that Luther Vandross and Aretha Franklin were two of my favorites.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I grew up, my mom had me listening to Luther and Anita Baker. That was like two of the most people I listened to all my life. So anytime I want memories, my mom, I just go right back and listen to those two. That's it,
because you know what? Those records really meant something. You can understand the words. They can put you in the mood. They can take you out of the mood. Whatever you wanted was in those songs.
Darlene, what would you say is your favorite accomplishment in your career so far?
Actually being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Because I never had even visioned it, you know, back when, especially, you know, like 30, 40 years ago, I never even thought about it. You're just working because you love your craft. You love what you do. I get up every day and prepare to go to work, which is a wonderful thing. You know, I've done Broadway and it was wonderful. But being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said your peers love you because that's who vote for you to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. So that was really a crowning, like the strawberry on top of the whipped cream.
Now, we talked about all these accomplishments and everything, but you're not done making music. You still got some music out now. Tell us about the latest release that you have out.
Yeah, I also did a record with Little Stevie Van Zandt, Bruce Springsteen's guitar player.
Yes.
And it's some of the best stuff I think I've ever done. He reached way back and got some of my old writing buddies to write me some songs. And we really did. He put his heart and soul into it. And we were in the studio. And every song got better and better and better. So I'm actually very excited to let my fans know about all the new music that we're doing. But I'm very careful not to put too much in it because I know they want to hear the old songs.
Well, either way, they're going to have a good time Saturday night, Yardley Hall, November 6th. Make sure you get your tickets. We'll have more of this info on our website at kprs.com so you can find out how you can see Darlene Love on Saturday, November 6th at Johnson County Community College. Are you on social media, Darlene? How can they follow you now?
They can follow me on Facebook. I'm all over the place, child. My life is not a secret.
And go catch up on that music so y'all get familiar for the show Saturday, November 6th. That's what I'm going to tell y'all right now.
I'm excited to meet everybody. It's going to be one-of-a-kind show for all of them.
What a great conversation I had with you today, Darlene. Thank you for your time. Stay safe out there and looking forward to what you're going to bring here to Kansas City.
And you too. God bless.